This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways.
आज देश के अलग-अलग हिस्सों में नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। काशी से खजुराहो वंदे भारत के अलावा फिरोजपुर दिल्ली वंदे भारत, लखनऊ सहारनपुर वंदे भारत और एर्नाकुलम बेंगलुरु वंदे भारत इसको भी हरी झंडी दिखाई गई है। इन चार नई ट्रेनों के साथ ही अब देश में 160 से ज्यादा नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों का संचालन होने लगा है।
The Prime Minister said that infrastructure in developed countries across the world has played an important role in their economic upliftment. The Prime Minister said that today, Uttar Pradesh's development has opened up greater tourism opportunities.
बीते 11 वर्षों में यूपी में हुए विकास कार्यों ने तीर्थाटन को एक नए स्तर पर पहुंचा दिया है। पिछले साल बाबा विश्वनाथ के दर्शन के लिए 11 करोड़ श्रद्धालु काशी आए थे। अयोध्या में राम मंदिर के निर्माण के बाद 6 करोड़ से ज्यादा लोग रामलला के दर्शन कर चुके हैं। यूपी की अर्थव्यवस्था को इन श्रद्धालुओं ने हजारों करोड़ रुपए का लाभ पहुंचाया है।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल इनॉग्यूरेट द नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑन स्ट्रेंथनिंग लीगल एड डिलीवरी मैकेनिज्म्स एट द सुप्रीम कोर्ट ऑफ इंडिया इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस इवनिंग। The Prime Minister will launch the Community Mediation Training Module prepared by the National Legal Services Authority, NALSA. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The two-day conference will deliberate on key aspects of the legal services framework, such as the Legal Aid Defence Council system, panel lawyers, paralegal volunteers, permanent Lok Adalats, and the financial management of legal services institutions. Electioneering for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly polls is intensifying. Various leaders of political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Sitamarhi. The Prime Minister said that the NDA not only focuses on development but also preserves the state's heritage. He said that the NDA government, under the leadership of Nitish Kumar, has rebuilt the faith of the people of Bihar. And now, investors are eager to come to the state. Addressing another public meeting in Bethia, the Prime Minister said that during the ongoing election campaign, extensive discussions have been held about Bihar's aspirations and goals. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed public meetings in Rafiganj in Aurangabad and Imamganj in Gaya. Speaking in Rafiganj, he said that after assuming power in 2005, his government made remarkable improvements in education and health sectors. Vikas Shil Insan Party VIP Chief and Mahagathbandhan's Deputy Chief Minister candidate Mukesh Sahani said that the youth of the state want change. Jan Swaraj founder Prashant Kishore criticized the NDA, asserting that Bihar lacks factories and jobs. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the winter session of Parliament from the 1st of December 2025 to 19th of December 2025. In men's cricket, India were 52-0 in 4.5 overs against Australia in the final game of the 5-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane when reports last came in. Australia has won the toss and opted to bowl first. However, the match has been interrupted by rain. Earlier, India had registered a dominant 48-run victory over Australia in the fourth match at Carrara Oval in Queensland. And with this win, the men in blue have taken a 2-1 lead in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.